Good morning, Perth. Here's what you need to know today in 5 minutes. Western Australia is on alert after a second suspected case of H5 bird flu has been detected near Esperance. Biosecurity officials are investigating the finding, which has triggered fresh concerns about bird flu risks across the state. On the markets, Perth shares edged higher today as precious metals bounced back from recent losses. Gold's rebound helped lift Australian equities, though local shares posted a weekly loss as investors navigate mixed signals in the trading environment. In property news, Competitive Foods Australia, the operator of Hungry Jack's, has sold its Claremont retail site for $7 million. The sale continues a broader pattern of commercial real estate reallocation happening across Perth's retail precinct. A national fuel bowser audit is raising accuracy concerns for Perth drivers. The audit has flagged potential short charging at petrol stations across Western Australia, prompting questions about measurement standards at local fuel pumps. And finally, South Australia is planning to overhaul its e-bike and e-scooter laws with new speed limits and age restrictions. The changes signal a potential regulatory shift that could influence policymakers here in Western Australia. That's your Perth briefing. Have a great day.